The Christian rests upon Christ, is loved by Christ, receives sustenance from Christ, and is under the control and government of Christ. He is in Christ. The great concern of heaven is the saving of poor fallen sinners. We're not surprised to hear the Bible speak often of the work of God through the Spirit of God, who uses the Word of God to teach truth and to call sinners to salvation. The miracle of grace which occurs when a sinner responds to that divine ministry is often called regeneration. So here's the fourth aspect of that study, which we will now review. The sinner is born again by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That seems a bit strange to us. We have heard it said over and again that we're saved by the death of Jesus Christ. Am I now saying that we're saved by the resurrection? Is that a contradiction? Not at all. The death of Jesus Christ paid the price for the redemption of sinners. The resurrection of Jesus Christ made possible the application of that redemption to those who repent and believe. Now, the Holy Spirit of God uses the Word of God to teach certain basic truths to the sinner. First, He reveals our sin, shows us what we are. Second, He reveals God's righteousness, shows us what we need. Third, He reveals Jesus Christ, shows us the possibility of salvation through His atoning death. Fourth, He reveals faith as the only way by which we can receive forgiveness in Jesus. Fifth, He reveals Jesus Christ as alive, no longer dead and in the grave, but alive to save to the uttermost those who come to God by Him, because He lives forever to make intercession for them. That is the basis upon which a sinner can come to faith in God through Jesus Christ. Consider these statements of Scripture that the resurrection of Jesus is related to the saving of sinners. Romans 5:10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Now, two things are said. One, our reconciliation to God was based on the death of Jesus. And two, our salvation is based on His living after death, His resurrection. Amazing, isn't it? 1 Peter 1:3 reads, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And did you make note of it? Our living hope is based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. What is the explanation? Why is the resurrection of Jesus Christ so essential to the salvation of sinners? It is related to an understanding of regeneration. Remember now, to regenerate means to born anew, to remake, to recreate, to make one a new person within. Now that term commonly is used in the New Testament to describe the renewed relationship, that is to say, that a person is in Christ. In fact, the Apostle Paul makes 164 references to the Christian being in Christ. In those 13 epistles commonly ascribed to his authorship, to be regenerated means that the human spirit is interpenetrated and energized by the divine spirit. The believer becomes one with Christ. He becomes a member of the very body of Christ, of his flesh and of his bones. Whatever happens to the physical body of the believer in Christ is said to happen to a member of the body of Christ. It is a divine relationship in which the believer lives in Christ and Christ lives in the believer. To what kind of Christ is the believer related in the state of regeneration? Is it to a suffering Christ who is still affixed to the cross? Not at all. Is it to a dead Christ who is still confined to his tomb? Absolutely not. It is to a living Christ whom God has raised from death and set at his own right hand in heavenly places. It is a living Christ who was dead but is alive forevermore and holds the keys, the authority and power over death and hell. Every Christian can say in the words of the Apostle Paul, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ is alive in me. Now, Jesus Christ would be no Savior if he was still confined to his cross or held in the bonds of death and the grave. Not at all. He is Savior because he is alive. Regeneration means the living Christ is living his divine and eternal life in the physical body of the Christian through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Glory! The Bible uses many illustrations to describe and make clear the relationship is like that of a building, Christians resting on the foundation of Christ. The relationship is like that of a union between a husband, Christ, and his wife, Christians. The relationship is like that of a union between a vine, which is Christ, and the branches, which is Christian. The relationship is like that between the head of the body, Christ, and the members of the body, Christians. Those who teach that the Christian rests upon Christ, is loved by Christ, receives sustenance from Christ, and is under the control and government of Christ. It is not a static relationship with one who is dead or inactive. It is dynamic. It is the kind of relationship in which life flows from each to the other in a blessed supernatural exchange. The Christian can say with Bible authority, Christ lives. And he can say with equal authority, Christ lives in me. The believer is said to be in Christ and to be a new creation in him. Christ is said to be in the believer and to be the very life principle of the believer. In fact, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are all said to live in the Christian. That means the believer in Christ has actually received the nature of God himself because of that intimate and life-changing relationship with God. In the words of 1 Corinthians 6:17, he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Christ lives in me. What a blessed statement of fact. That is union with God in the ultimate sense. What is the nature of that union? It is not a natural union in the sense that God is generally present and permeating all of his creation. Neither is it a moral union by which his love and sympathy flows to us as ours goes out to a friend. Nor can we say it is a union of essence by which the Christian loses his distinct and individual personality. Neither is it a union which is entered and sustained by sacraments or ordinances of religion. It is a spiritual union which is established by the Holy Spirit and a vital union by which Christ becomes the dominating principle in the life of the Christian. The union with the risen Christ in the regenerate state means that the believer in Christ has received all the privileges Christ has before the Father. He is able to approach God personally through Jesus Christ. He has eternal life, a life that will exist as long as Christ does, for Christ lives in him. He enjoys a fellowship with God like that when Christ enjoys. As Christ is, so is the believer in Christ in this world. Now we who are regenerate, born again, are living a supernatural life in the flesh, for the life of the risen Christ is being lived in our mortal bodies day by day. Father, it sounds almost too good to be true. What a privilege that we who trust Jesus can live in such an intimate and victorious relationship with him that his post-resurrection life is actually lived in our physical bodies. We're overwhelmed with the truth, and yet we accept it with joy. May Christians everywhere claim this truth and the victory of Christ in daily living for Jesus' sake. Amen.